This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The AP reports Turkish forces pushed deeper into northeastern Syria on Friday. This the third day of Ankara's cross-border offensive against Syrian Kurdish fighters that has set off another mass displacement of civilians and has been met with widespread criticism. There were casualties on both sides, and Turkey reported its first military fatality. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali has won the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize for his peacemaking efforts with neighboring Eritrea. The Norwegian Nobel Committee chairperson said Abiy was named for his initiatives to end his country's conflict with Eritrea within months of his coming to office in 2018. President Donald Trump and Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are now engaged in a constitutional standoff over the issue of impeachment. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more from Washington.
The standoff escalated in recent days as the Trump White House sent Congress a letter dismissing the impeachment probe as a partisan witch hunt and refused to cooperate. Democrats like Congressman Adam Schiff are determined to move forward.
The failure to produce this witness, the failure to produce these documents, we consider yet additional strong evidence of obstruction of the constitutional functions of Congress, a co-equal branch of government.
Trump supporters like Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz are ready to battle on the president's behalf.
What we see in this impeachment is a kangaroo court, and Chairman Schiff is acting like a malicious Captain Kangaroo.
Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
This full story is on voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump unleashed a barrage of attacks on Democrats Thursday night in the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was his first campaign rally since the Democratic-controlled House launched an impeachment inquiry over his dealings with Ukraine. Lawmakers are looking into whether Trump broke the law by urging Ukraine to investigate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
So the president of Ukraine reiterated today at a major news conference on other subjects that he was under absolutely no pressure. He doesn't even know what they're talking about. And he used the word, there was no blackmail during this call.
Congressional committee members want to know if President Trump withheld military aid to Ukraine unless its president agreed to investigate the Bidens. The U.S. president suggested efforts to impeach him are part of an ongoing conspiracy to get him out of office and overturn the results of the 2016 election. Two associates of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, are under arrest on federal charges of making hundreds of thousands of dollars in illegal contributions to Republican campaigns, including a pro-Trump Super Political Action Committee. The two U.S. state of Florida-based businessmen who allegedly lobbied for the ouster of a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine last year were sought by House of Representatives impeachment investigators at the time of their arrest. The U.S. president meets with the Chinese Vice Premier Liu He at the White House Friday amid anticipation of at least a partial trade deal with the U.S. and China. President Trump said the U.S. had a very, very good negotiation with China's Liu and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer on Thursday. These were the first senior-level trade talks between the United States and China since July. U.S. border officials shut down two bridges between the United States and Mexico early Thursday after hundreds of mostly Central American migrants protested at the ports of entry. Roughly 2 hours later, however, traffic at the B&M International Bridge resumed, and the Gateway International Bridge was open to traffic by Thursday evening. The demonstrations occurred in Matamoros, the Mexican city across from Brownsville, Texas. Photos posted by Mexican journalists on social media show men and women standing or lying down on the bridge. A road overpass collapsed onto cars in China Thursday night, killing three people and injuring two others. Local authorities said an overloaded truck appeared to be the cause of the collapse in East China's Jiangsu province. More international headlines for you on voanews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.